This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to a proposed two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran if shipping traffic is allowed to move through the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said that both sides should agree to a two-sided ceasefire, claiming the U.S. has already achieved its military goals and that the conflict may be close to being resolved. Earlier, Trump warned Iran that he could target important infrastructure like power plants and bridges if Tehran did not agree to his demands, which include the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. He announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. He said this will take place via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. Global oil prices have fallen sharply after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a conditional two-week ceasefire. Brent crude is down 5.8% at $103.42 a barrel, while U.S. traded oil was almost 8.5% lower at $103.25. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day visit to Washington, D.C. in the United States beginning today. During his visit, Foreign Secretary will hold discussions with senior officials of the U.S. administration on a wide range of issues, including trade, defense, science and technology, as well as regional and global developments of mutual interest. The External Affairs Ministry said that this visit will provide an opportunity to review the full spectrum of India and U.S. bilateral relations and advance ongoing cooperation across key areas. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy statement today. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decisions taken by the Monetary Policy Committee in its first meeting of the financial year 2026-27 at 10 this morning. Led by the RBI Governor, the six-member Monetary Policy Committee are deliberating on key aspects such as interest rates, inflation outlook and growth projections since Monday. The Election Commission has clarified that no new guidelines has been issued regarding the seating arrangement of polling agents for the upcoming Assembly Elections 2026. The Commission has taken note of certain messages being circulated by a section of the media claiming that polling agents of different political parties will not be allowed to sit inside polling booths on the day of polling. The poll body said that all existing guidelines concerning polling agents will continue to remain in force without any change. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is, where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. Mr. Lal stated that with the decision to regularize colonies, residents will be encouraged to come forward for registration of their properties.
By implementing all the rules and regulations, people will now come forward to get their ownership rights registered. And if someone wants to build a new house, a proper plan will also be prepared and provided to them through the MCD so that they can construct their new home accordingly.
Indian shooters Palak Guliya and Mukesh Nelavalli won a gold medal with a new junior world record in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at the ISSF World Cup at Granada in Spain yesterday. The duo scored a total of 487.7 points in the final, eclipsing the previous record of 481.3 created by Uzbekistan's player at the Asian Shooting Championships in New Delhi earlier this year. The 25th All India Water Sports Cluster, organized by the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, is set to begin today at Vasai in Tehri, Uttarakhand. The five-day event will last till the 12th of this month. ITBP Inspector General Manu Maharaj informed that 19 teams from across the country will participate in 52 events, including canoeing, rowing and kayaking. And that is the end of this news bulletin.